Welcome to the Awakened Human Podcast, the place to be for highly progressive yet extremely grounded intuitive guidance, energetic support, metaphysical tools, and higher consciousness for highly successful, ambitious, soul-centered visionaries and leaders like you who want to make a global impact and achieve your highest fulfillment by aligning with your soul's true divine agenda and your role in God, Source, Creator's, the divine's plan for lighted creation, and by utilizing your divine gifts, talents, and abilities from the higher realms. We do this by working with the non-physical realms of higher guidance, energy, intuition, and powerful metaphysical tools for healing and transformation. We understand that the real change and transformation that's being called for on planet Earth and in our own lives and our own businesses doesn't come from outside of us, and it doesn't come from the top or from the bottom, but rather from within. And that the change that we desire to experience in our lives and in our world requires us to change from the inside. I'm your host, Lori Ann Spagna. I'm a best-selling author, spiritual kabbalist, intuitive, energy worker, ascension guide, multidimensional channel, animal communicator, visionary, lightworker, and luminary. I have dedicated my entire professional life to helping thousands and thousands of humans and animals all over the world in service and contribution to the light, which is the expansion, the upliftment, the evolution of humanity, to awaken, to uplift, and to align with our true divine source, which exists within each and every one of us. It is my passion, joy, and purpose to share this information, energy, and consciousness with you. Thank you so much for being here today and for sharing time with me. Let's get started. Welcome, everyone. Welcome and thank you for being here to the Awakened Elevated Human Podcast. Today, we're going to talk about working with the higher self and connecting with your higher self. And of course, it's important for people who don't fully understand this concept to get a definition. So let's talk about the higher self. The higher self is an aspect of your consciousness. It's part of you. You are your higher self. It's not separate from you. But in general, the higher self is typically beyond gender in terms of vibration, right? So gender is 5D and lower in frequency bandwidth, right? For the most part, 6D could have elements of gender, especially sub-laws of the universe, such as the law of gender, which is just a sub-law of the law of polarity. But overall, gender does not exist beyond sixth dimensional bandwidth. Though even God, we may perceive God to be a man, but usually people believe that. They'll refer to it as a he, but that's because they're perceiving from a gender-based perspective that is in a lower frequency bandwidth. When you're talking about your higher self will identify for you as female or male, depending on your gender, but overall, your higher self consciousness is beyond gender. Your higher self consciousness is beyond a human body, but your higher self consciousness will come into your human body and merge with you as you more and more unify with it. And then there is still greater capacity for additional higher self consciousness. So if I haven't confused you, and I hope I haven't, overall, the higher self is the aspect of you that is beyond the human reality and still is part of the infinite consciousness, knows itself as you and so much greater than you. So it knows it is you in physical form. It also knows it is you in other physical forms, in other physical bodies, in other physical lifetimes, in those time-space realities, which are parallel realities, but we could also sometimes call them past life realities or future lifetimes, future self versions of you, either in this incarnation or others. And it knows you in other time-space dimension realities as well. So that higher self aspect of you has a visionary perspective that is beyond human perspective, that is much more unified with, more in alignment with God's perspective. It's still an individuated aspect of you, still knows itself as you, and it knows you and the soul of you, the soul as an individuated aspect of you. Ultimately, you're not individuated, right? You're part of one source, but you are living, we are all living as individuated beings. And the higher self aspect of you really knows itself as both, as all, right? It is a visionary aspect. So I hope that makes sense. So that higher self aspect of you can see trajectories for you and potentials for you, see, perceive, know, has higher knowledge, wisdom, clarity, even certainty for sure, different kinds of certainty about things. It has gnosis, right? And again, I refer to it as it because truly it is more than a gender. It is beyond any particular gender. Even though when you're more unified with it, different versions, different layers of it, you as the higher self will still continue to identify as whatever gender you do identify as, which is fine. Or even non-binary, if you choose genderless, right? That's fine. It's your choice. You can have any experience you desire here. So the higher self then, merging and unifying with the higher self is an ongoing process because your higher self essentially is always an evolving eternal being that is some frequency bandwidth beyond where your current level of consciousness is, where your current vibratory state is. At a certain level, your higher self consciousness is always at pure states of frequency, is what I mean to say, that you can continue to access, right? So it's infinite in the sense that as you grow, as you evolve, you can continue to access more and more of that higher self consciousness. Now, of course, I teach practices inside of the Sacred Visionary Mentorship about how to unify with the higher self. And there are different practices and procedures to do this and energy works. And as we do clearing, it happens organically as well. There's many ways that it happens. It is never withheld from anyone. It's not meant to be. We all have access to this. The question is, are we choosing it? Are we willing it? And are we doing it with some form of deliberate intention and right and appropriate action? And that is part of us learning, growing, and evolving. But the higher self can see trajectories for you, can help you make right choices. And right choices is kind of like a human terminology because every choice is a right choice. It's choice that's going to be for your most benevolent best is what we consider to be right choice from our human perspective. But every choice is a right choice that will lead you down some sort of path of learning, growing, healing, evolving, experiencing. And the higher self can help guide you. And if you feel that you've steered your way off track, getting in touch with the higher self can help you receive the awareness that you need or can help guide and lead you so you get back on track. Or if you're having a challenging relationship, either with a family member, a child, a parent, a student, a client, any kind of challenging relationship, the higher self can really give you so much guidance and awareness on how to handle it. I've learned so much from my higher self. And I have merged more and more with my higher self, unioned with my higher self. Then I just have more higher self aspect to connect with. It's like a journey. There was a time I remember years and years ago, I was moving from a home that I had lived in. Oh my God, I had lived in there for a while. It was like 5.5 months of packing because I was being meticulous. I'm like that a lot of times anyway. And at one point I was just so tired. I felt like I wasn't getting help. And I was just so mad at my higher self. Oh gosh, I'm almost a little embarrassed to say this story. And I just felt like I was still believing that my higher self was a she at that time. I still related to her because that was the frequency bandwidth where I was at. And I was just like screaming at her. At the end of this day of packing, I was exhausted. I had no more energy. And I was like cursing at her. I was just so mad at her. And the very next day, movers came. And one of the movers, I swear he was just cursing at me. Like something triggered him. And he was the voice of me the night before, cursing and screaming and yelling at me the way that I had to my higher self. That was when I realized, like, you can't do that to yourself. Right? My higher self was teaching me in that moment. Is this how you want to treat yourself? I am you. I am you. You can't treat yourself this way, right? Okay. What a brilliant lesson. Like, I really got it. Like, I am so at one. We're at one with our higher self. And there's always an aspect that's a little bit further beyond that can see and perceive with more clarity, that can guide us, teach us, and help us. Now, that might not seem like such a brilliant, magnificent lesson, but I learned after that never to talk to myself or my higher self in that way ever again, never to treat myself that way ever again. And so you learn to be kind to yourself. Okay. So higher self can do things like help you make right choices in business, right investments. Higher self can help you to steer away from people, places, groups, or organizations that are not for your most benevolent best. Higher self can help you, conversely, get involved with organizations. Like, my higher self really helped me pick my mentor coach, my business mentorship coach. And that was like a game changer for me. Helped me so much. I mean, in so many ways. And it was my higher self that basically ruled out all the other options for me and showed me this is the way to go. And it was like one of the best choices I ever made. My higher self was definitely the one that was helping me choose Maui when I relocated to Maui. And I went through my 2 years dark night of the soul there. And I really came into alignment with the gifts and the services, my divine dharma karma path, so that I could really do this work and share it with others. My higher self has helped me so many times in relationships. There have been so many times where I would hear a whisper or a nudge about something to say or not to say, about somewhere to go or not to go. Oh, just go here today. You'll really enjoy it. You'll have such a great day. Just do this. Yeah, you could say sometimes it's your guides. We'll do another episode on guides. It is pretty easy over time to tell the difference between higher self nudges and guides and angels and other benevolence. But higher self's focus is always going to be on you. Always the higher self's focus is on you. They don't have any other agenda but you. Oh, maybe they might work with your team, that aspect of you that is in that consciousness. But your higher self is you. Just from a higher, clearer, purer perspective that is undiluted. So it doesn't have all the interference, doesn't have luge, it doesn't have emotional draws. It's beyond the emotional plane. It's beyond the mental plane. It still has mental capacity. It still has degrees of emotional capacity, but it's operating from beyond there. It doesn't have the interference. This is why when people don't know how to access their higher self or how to work with their higher self, it's only because they haven't yet learned the tools, practiced and cultivated it, and started to interact in a more conscious way. But it's amazing how much love and support and care and, yes, guidance is available to you in any area of life, relationships, business, career, home life. One time, I'll never forget this. This is another moving experience. This is more recent. I was in Sarasota and I was relocating back to the East Coast. And I had 1 month to pack everything up and to get everything packed up. And that's not a lot of time if you want to live any kind of healthy life, still like be able to exercise or walk the dog or run a business, like a month to pack things up. It's a lot of time if you do nothing else. Maybe, but if you want to live your life, right? So I was like, how am I going to do this? And my higher self, really, there were times, I'm not kidding, there were times where I literally was getting direction, like there was a person with me. Put this in there. Go find that box. Get a box this size. Go do this. That's in this room. I wasn't thinking. It was beyond my brain. And it was so reassuring. It's this part of me was completely taking care of me through a very stressful time. I'll say also at that time, there was heightened stress because my father, he was in New York and he was having some physical health issues that I was also doing my best to work on him energetically. And then at the same time, I had a very dear friend who had some issues with her dog transitioning and I was doing my best to be there for her. And I had another friend who on the periphery, her mother was transitioning. I was trying to be there for her. So it was intense. And I realized like I had to get that packing done on kind of like autopilot. And my higher self was really taking the wheel. It was so beautiful. It was like I couldn't have done it myself. That wasn't my personality self. That was beyond the thinking, rationalizing me. There was no rational in that. I was being given loving guidance the whole way for an entire month. Do this, go here, that's that there. Don't think, don't worry. This is all going to work. So reassuring. Because those are like big stressors, right? The big stressors in life, death, disease, divorce, relocation. A divorce is a relocation in a sense. You're divorcing yourself from your current house. And I had like multiple, all of those going on at the same time. Like the potential for death was in my reality. And my friend's dog was dying and my father was in the hospital. And there was obviously those are factors. There was disease involved in that and divorce, relocation from that. It was incredibly stressful. And yet I navigated that like with zero stress because I just was on a healthy kind of autopilot where I turned so much over to my higher self. Also, like a lot of times if some of my students are having trouble with something or someone in my inner circles or even an assistant who works for me, my video guy, I've done this sometimes, or he's so awesome, I love him, or a virtual assistant, I can have my higher self work with them. Now, I know how to do it without infringing on free will, without breaking any laws or rules of the universe. Well, I don't do this in a way that is to control or dominate or manipulate anything harmful, only ever for the most benevolent best with zero harm. That is a foundational absolute for me. However, it's amazing how much my higher self can help other people without me actually doing anything in the physical world. So this is an incredible tool. You can use it. When I say tool, I'm sorry, that's not quite, there are tools to help you to more unify with your higher self. Of course, we teach that inside Sacred Mentorship and on my retreats. But being able to be unified is, it's just the potential for this and the possibilities are just endless of how working with the higher consciousness of yourself can help you in your life and in your journey and how learning to really invite that aspect of you in and more unify with it. You're not just inviting it in, you're inviting yourself, your personality self, to more unify. It's a beautiful experience. It's really, it is part of the experience of falling in love with yourself. I will say, I didn't teach that in my self-love class, but I've been adding it in as an adjunct because it really is part of falling in love with yourself because the higher self version of you is really vibrates with love. It is so loving and caring and nurturing. And it's part of what we've been looking for. It's part of that love, that care, that nurturing that we as the wounded, traumatized part of us has been looking for. And it's available to us. It's not withheld from anyone. So I invite you to explore this for yourself. And of course, if you want to know more, you can reach out to me over on the website or through the Sacred Visionary Mentorship Program. We all deserve this. We are all worthy and deserving of this, and it's possible for all of us. And it is our birthright to have this kind of love and care and nurturing and clarity and guidance. And it's just a magnificent way to more fully unify with the love that we truly are, with the guidance, the knowing, and our higher abilities, our extrasensory abilities. Okay, with that, I hope this has been helpful for you. And if it has, please do share. I am so grateful to each of you. Thank you so much for being here and for participating and for sharing the podcast and for helping me to get to know you as well. I love to hear from you. I'm grateful for all the feedback I've been getting, that you've been enjoying it so much. That makes me really happy. This is my great service and contribution, or part of it. And I'm overjoyed and thrilled that I get to do this. I love this stuff. So, all right, with that, I'm going to say thank you again. Thank you so much for being here, and I'm sending you so much love. I'm wishing you your most benevolent best. Until next time, farewell for now. Bye-bye. Thanks so much for listening today. If you loved the show and if you benefited in any way, if it helped you to up-level or expand your consciousness, if you gained any new insights or ideas, if it made you think or become more aware, or if there were some strategies or intuition that you may have benefited from in any way, would you please do me two easy and simple favors? First, if you would be willing to leave a review, it would mean the world to me. I'd be so grateful. And second, if you're willing to share this show with anyone else who would benefit, you can either post it on your social media or just email it to someone and share it with another person or any other people. It would be so awesome. This kind of thing is so helpful in expanding consciousness on the planet and helping others to benefit from this kind of teaching, which just simply isn't generally readily available in the mainstream. So sharing it really helps others benefit and helps our planet evolve and awaken. Plus, expressing gratitude and generosity in this way will also expand your capacity to give and receive even more. Either way, I just want to say thank you so much for being here and for participating and for sharing, and overall, just for being the magnificent, the spectacular, the brilliant, the fabulous, the wonderful you that you truly are, and for allowing yourself to be the very best version of you today and every day. All my love and gratitude to you.